two of those municipal districts there have no female representation at all. And even looking at who ran in the last local elections, total candidates, you're looking up at 85 total candidates, but only 17 of those were women. So I suppose Women for Elections' message is about the fact that we need to be encouraging and supporting and saying it to women within the county to put themselves forward, because in order to reach, you know, to reach that sort of equal balance, to get to that 50-50, we need to have women on the ballot paper first and foremost, so people are able to vote for them. The research and the statistics would say that when women are men and men are on a ballot paper side by side, as in the public don't really discriminate between men and women, women are just as likely to win an election as a man when they're put forward, when they're supported, and when they have the campaign structure there as well, whether they be within a party or independent. So I suppose what we're doing in Women for Election is we're rolling out training programs, and we're trying to offer something for everybody there. So we have online options if people aren't able to travel. We also have in-person trainings in Tullamore, so fairly, I suppose, central location. I know there's not a train line or anything like that from Donegal, but we think central enough that hopefully people will be able to travel for the day. And our message is really that we need to look around our communities and look around the county. I'm sure there are women there leading phenomenal community activists, and could one of them potentially run for election in the future? Because the fact of the matter is we need a lot more women to come forward. So that's what our training programs aim to do, is to support women, whether they're an elected councillor already or whether they're looking to get involved in politics for the very first time. So we're hoping to see those numbers in Donegal go up in the next local elections in 2024, and that's our goal.
And you have said that there is training available both online as well as in person, and hopefully some women in Donegal will take a look at that potential, and maybe that will launch a few political careers in the county.
We hope so. And I mean, we've worked with, there's ministers now in the Dáil that started off in their training programmes. There's ministers who found their campaign managers in our training programmes, and, you know, TDs and senators as well. So our hope is we do a basic introductory workshop called Introduction to Politics. And that's, you know, if someone's just looking to learn more about the political system, if it kind of piques their interest a little bit. And then we go all the way up to the more sort of labour intensive. If people are really considering running for election, you know, we're going to be doing a 3-day programme across December, January and February, one day in each month, where people can come along and sort of get really ready to run. And that's the thing, is that we're supporting people right from the start of their interest in politics all the way up to them being elected.